Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio. Happy New Year, and welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show. I'm Mike Snyder, and I'm going to be hosting tonight along with Brigitte. Today, we're holding a special show to meet with the Karmic Board, which Brigitte is going to explain all about here in a little bit. But as I've said before, due to the current global circumstances over the past year or so now it's been, we've been guided to normally hold the show usually on a couple Saturday nights a month to replace the normal in-person events we'd normally have at Brigitte Center out in New Jersey. So going forward, we invite you to please stay tuned to our email and Facebook messages. We're pretty much just offering the shows as we're guided to at this point. So with that in mind, if you don't receive Brigitte's monthly newsletter already, you can always go to lightbridge101.com and sign up for her email list. Also, if you want to find out more about Brigitte's services that she offers, such as her classes, healing, and channeling sessions that she normally holds out of her center in New Jersey, well, that stuff is probably done over Skype and Zoom right now. Again, you can go to her website to get more of that information, which is www.lightbridge101.com. If you'd like to find out more about me and would like to see what I have at my website, my site is www.mikesnydercc.com. There I have samples of my music, CD downloads, info about the private sessions that I do, and I have many of the meditation class recordings that Brigitte and I have held live at her center over the years. So you can go over there if you want to download and listen to any of that stuff. But as always, if you'd like to hear the replay of this show or any of our past shows, you can visit our radio show website, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. All right, with all that said, Brigitte, I'm going to turn it over to you. Brigitte, are you there?
Thank you, Mike. Yes, I am here, and I wish everyone a happy new year. I hope you flowed from one year into the next year easily and effortlessly. It felt like a lot was still shaking up in the last days of 2020, so I hope you made it through okay. The last few weeks felt very intense, at least to me and the few that I talked to. So much has happened because of the eclipse season, because of the planetary alignments with Jupiter and with Saturn. And we really can feel the transformation working with us and through us into every aspect of our lives. And that's why we really felt it important that we offer this event already on January 1st to set the tone, to call on the necessary support to help us through the transformation. The Karmic Board is a group of ascended beings, masters, beings of love and light that support the evolutionary process here on Earth and monitor it very closely. And they meet twice a year, once between January 1st and January 7th, and the second time in July, between July 1st and July 7th, to make some important decisions as to how humanity and Gaia can be further supported, how certain storylines that are created through karma are repeating themselves over and over again, and how they can get better neutralized and released so that we can create a new future, a new story, so to speak, a new timeline, a new definition of who we choose to be at any moment in time. Some of the masters that we very much know that are part of the comic board are like Kuan Yin or the Goddess of Liberty, because it is very much about liberating yourself, freeing yourself from any old karma that no longer serves you, any old contract that no longer serves you. That includes relationships, that includes behavior and patterns, thought patterns, belief systems. And other ones are Goddess Isis or Mother Mary. Usually you find a lot of the divine feminine masters and beings of light part of the karmic board, because it takes a lot of love and compassion to neutralize the forces that are working each other in a way, to bring them together, harmonize them, merge them into oneness, so that we as a whole can move to a very new experience of life on Earth. Now, 2020 has shown us how quickly things can change from one moment to the next. We really don't know what tomorrow brings. We don't know how the virus is going to continue to affect us, or how other things will affect us. I'm sure many of us on January 1st of last year never expected a pandemic to happen. Yes, we knew that there would be always a certain intensity to move us forward on the path of enlightenment and ascension, but we certainly didn't expect it to have such magnitude. And in 2020, many voices were heard. The movement, the Me Too movement for the rights of women to be heard, then the equality movement to really bring out that it can no longer be between black and white and different races and who's better, who's worse, that we are one race, one humanity, and that together we walk the path of ascension, that it's not against each other. How can we bring more peace and harmony and equality into our own life and into the world? It doesn't make a difference whether you're a man or a woman, whether you are of color or not of color. It is about our inherent right to recognize the creator and the divine source within ourselves, and allowing it to be anchored into our life, into the earth, so that we as a whole can raise ourselves up to a new level of consciousness, to speak more from a place of love, from our heart as a doorway to our soul and our divine I'm presence, to truly open ourselves up and trust and faith to our blueprint that is held in the consciousness of our divine I'm presence, so that we no longer are afraid of walking our path or afraid of letting go of what no longer serves us, in the knowing that whatever we release is going to be replaced with something more in alignment with our heart vibration, more in alignment with our heart. Is this easy? Not always. We are humans. We would like to have a plan. We would like to control the directions of our life. And yet, what has been showing to us more and more is that we really don't have control, that we really have to trust the greater force to provide for us in moments when we think that there is no solution, to have trust and faith that there is a force moving us along the river of life, and that there is a direction towards liberation, a direction towards the light and the joy and the freedom of experiencing all beautiful aspects of ourselves. But sometimes it gets very dark. We can't see it. And we feel that the whole world is shattering around us. And we question, is there even a future? Look at humanity. Look at all the things that are done, or that the crimes, the wars, the horrible acts that some still do to this day. And yet it is our innate essence, our divine self, that can truly create a shift in the collective. And that is for us to hang on to. That is for us to let flow through us as channel and instruments of the light to bring about transformation, to bring about awakening, to bring about new choices that create a better future for us all, that allow the climate to change in a way that it reflects joy and happiness and support instead of anger, fear, and separation. You will find that the weather often is in correlation with the consciousness on Earth. So if we think happy thoughts, if we think positively, hopeful, then the weather is going to reflect that too. Then there will not be such drastic shakings of the Earth as we've experienced. But it takes us to live in alignment with Earth, in alignment with nature, to watch the birds, to listen to the trees, to listen to life in general around us, and most importantly, to listen to our body. Our body speaks to us. Our body asks us at times to rest more because we are integrating consistently new energy frequencies. Because Gaia has chosen to ascend to another consciousness level, Earth is going through a particle field that asks for awakening, asks for transformation. That, of course, takes a toll on our physical body. We are asked to eat differently. We are asked to sleep differently. We might even be asked to change things around in our house because we can no longer live in the same way as we lived before. Everything holds vibration. Everything holds frequency. Everything is a flow of energy. So when you start this new year, start acknowledging the sacred path you're on, acknowledging that everything holds meaning. Everything speaks to you. There is no accident. There is a voice. In the vibration, every particle on this earth and in this universe holds. Even a sign on the side of the street holds a meaning for you as you resonate with it. Sometimes seeing a stop sign might resonate in a very different way to you, making you realize that it's time to slow down. Your car is a beautiful example of giving you messages about when to recharge your batteries, or when something is not right with your electricity, with your flow of electricity, or whatever your car is going through. It is a mirror asking you to also pay attention to your own self. So the life around us is filled with magic, filled with lessons to learn about ourselves, to know ourselves, and to move into a place of peace with ourselves, to stop judging ourselves, but to love and encompass a gratitude for every little bit about ourselves. And I know it's not easy. Oh my God, my dog is such a great teacher. She's getting really old, and she likes to slow down lately now and sniff at every little piece of something. I'm sure she's reading volumes of dog language while she's sniffing on every little something. And here I am, and I want to get going, and I want to move. And she's slowing me down. And instead of getting frustrated, I now realize she's truly slowing me down, because right now is the time to rest, to slow down, to review 2020, to review where you've been, and to make some new choices this winter as to which direction your heart is guiding you to move forward into. And it is hard to make plans right now. At this time, I usually would have sent out the schedule for this year's retreats, Ascended Master retreats I would be hosting, but no, I can't do that right now. I have to wait. I have to observe. I have to watch. I have to move with the changes on Earth instead of against of them. Instead of running my head against the wall, I have to slow down and listen and watch for the signs and then decide when the appropriate next step is to take. We want to do expos again. There are so many things we would like to do to bring the message of love and light out into the world, but it will happen when we are ready as a collective. Not when we are ready as an individual necessarily, but when we are ready as a collective to move forward onto the next level of consciousness. So this year calls us to patience, to awareness, be aware of what's going on around you, and keep your heart open because there are messages in every little aspect of your life. And so to be able to see them and to hear them, you have to slow down enough to relate them in. And so today, tonight, this event is dedicated really to you. The karmic board is here for you to express your choices for 2021. How would you like to be of service to yourself, to humanity, to Gaia, to the mineral kingdom, to the animal kingdom, to the plant kingdom, to nature, whatever it is, to children, to the weather, to whatever it is, you know in your heart what you really enjoy. Don't think about how to get from here to there. The hierarchy of light, your divine self, is going to take care of that. But think more what resonates truly within your heart. What is that heart song that is playing within you that wants you, that gets you to dance, that gets you to open up, that gets you to be more hopeful? And so that's what tonight is about, to remind you of your heart song and to be willing to say yes to that heart song and to not worry about the path that will take you there, but to just focus on how you envision yourself to be of service in the world. Because I have no doubt about this. You are truly chosen to be here on Earth at this time of awakening. You might be like me, where you ask yourself every so often, like, what was I thinking coming here to Earth at this time? And yet, there is purpose. There is meaning. You have a role to play in the evolutionary process that is taking place here on Earth. Every single one of you, all of you in your unique way, release the doubt, release the fear of maybe you're afraid of making a fool of yourself, or you're afraid of not being prepared enough, or you're being afraid of following a dream that can never come true. Stop that. Stop that. Just be you and allow everything to unfold. We cannot even make a fool out of ourselves. We are an aspect of God's source, the creator, the great spirit of all that is. How can we make a fool out of ourselves? That would mean that God or source of the creator is making a fool of itself. And I purposely say itself because it doesn't feel right to make the creator male or female. It is so much more. It is a consciousness that encompasses all. It is within us. Men, women, children, animals, plants, minerals alike. It is within everything. And that is for us to uncover even further, to make it our magical journey, to uncover our own divinity, that radiance, that brilliance that is innate within all of us. And so we will start now with music, as we always start with music. Music, a universal language of the divine. Also choose the music that you listen to with awareness. Don't just listen to music because you're used to always listening to this or that. Ask yourself how it makes you feel. Does it allow you to go into the depths of your inner shadow world and darkness to then raise yourself up and bring forth a greater light, a higher consciousness, a higher vibration? That's why I'm always so grateful and honored to work with Mike, with his music, because it really allows you, it tells a story. His music always tells a story. It tells a story when you go and face your fear. You face the chaos that is within you. And you allow this chaos around you to settle. And out of that darkness, a new light is born every single time. So when you listen to this music here tonight, allow yourself to sit and to open your heart and to not run away from your fears, but to honor them with love and to be grateful for them as they have taught you so much and that you are now ready to release them back into all that is, to raise yourself up, to step into the role of the light worker, of the light bearer, of the way shower, to be of service and to assist to bring the collective into another form of awareness and consciousness, to help awaken the collective as well, to tread a path that others can follow then too. And so I find it only appropriate, as so many times we have, to open our event with the third ray piece, the piece that Mike created for a radio show that I did on voiceamerica.com. It taught me so much to do these radio series. And if you want to check them out, they're for free. They are on Mike's website on mikesnydercc.com. Mike, do I have a link on my website too? I forgot. Do I have a link on my website that takes someone to your website then?
Yeah. I think it's under Lightbridge Events.
Yes. Perfect. So you can go there too. And there are different subjects that help you to, that assist you in facing certain life situations. But the one that was our favorite one was about the heart. It was about the third ray, the higher vibration of love. And I invite you to sit now and to open yourself up to that vibration of love, to feel your heart opening up, to feel your alignment strengthen between your heart, your soul, and your divine self, so that when Saint Germain comes through and the karmic board comes through, you're truly receptive to what is being offered to you. So sit in a comfortable position and allow this to be about you, supporting you at the beginning of a new year. And we will start now. Greetings, my beloved brothers and sisters of the light. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I greet all of you at the beginning of this new year, 2021. The vibration of the number 5, change, new beginnings, a new path opening up in front of every single one of you. And yes, we know what that can mean to you. You feel you've already let go of so much. You've already faced so much of your inner shadow world. And you're exhausted. Can you handle another year of change, of transformation, of endings and new beginnings? What else is going to end? What other door is going to close? And that is where you come face to face with your human self. Because from a higher level, from your divine self, there isn't even something like an ending. There is no existence of an ending and a new beginning, because everything is continuously flowing from one stage of consciousness to the next, from one stage of existence to the next. It is part of creation. It is the way creation works. And you're part of creation. So it is important in 2021 to release this grip on the ebb and flow, on the light and the darkness, on endings and new beginnings. Bring yourself into this place where you're simply flowing from one experience into the next. To not witness it as a heart-shattering closure, but to witness it as an experience. When you lose someone that you love, it is only your belief system that makes you feel that they are gone. In reality, they too simply changed to a different experience of self in the higher realm. It is all one experience to the next. When we talk about the alchemy of transformation, we talk about bringing two opposing forces together and through the power of love and light to let them merge to create a new form of consciousness. So when you feel you're being pushed off of your path, or when you fear that everything is coming to a screeching halt, in reality, you have an opportunity in this moment to listen deep within your heart and to recognize that you are at a very sacred place, a place when you cross another threshold, when you begin a new path. When everything crumbles around you, what is left is pure love and light. Everything that crumbles around you simply is no longer part of your heart frequency. It is no longer part of who you are in this present moment. So allow it to go. Take a deep breath in and out right now and let go of what no longer serves you. Let go of the experiences of the past and prepare yourself for a very new experience. This is the beauty of life. The beauty of life is that you're moving from one stage of existence to the next. It's not about getting old and fragile and sick and dying. Whenever something goes, something else is given to you, with age comes wisdom, comes a different perspective, comes a different understanding of self and your role within all that is. So take another deep breath. And with the out-breath, release the tension that is holding you in a grip right now. The tension from what you've experienced or what you're afraid you're going to be experiencing going forward. This is not important right now. Right now, what is important at the beginning of this new year is your alignment with your divine self, your alignment with the Creator, your alignment with all that is around you and within you. Take another deep breath in and out. Release everything. Release the need to know. Release the need to control your path. And just be willing at this moment to just exist. To just be an experience of self. To be an experience of divinity in physical form. You truly are an aspect of God's as Creator. So there is no beginning and end to you. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are part of all that is. So for right now, your focused matter, your focused spiritual consciousness into matter to live out a purpose, to live out an experience of self. What do you want that experience to feel like, to look like? What do you want that experience to even taste like, smell like? Open up your senses. Will it have a fragrance that is flowery and that is allowing you to become more gentle and softer with yourself? Like the fragrance of a rose or the fragrance of a beautiful lavender, of a lilac? Or do you prefer the fragrance of pine, of trees, of bark, where you feel a little bit of that moisture and that power of nature in it? So decide, who do you choose to be right now, in this moment? Feel your roots anchored in the earth. Because have no doubt, you are an extension of Gaia. You are part of the earth. And so is everyone else. And you're here as part of the earth to go through an awakening process that allows you to envision not only a new future for yourself, but a new future for all, for the collective. Is this future that you envision a future of war or of revolutions? Do you want to hang on to those storylines where you want to tell you that the extraterrestrials are coming down to destroy humanity? Where you hang on to visions of the climate getting so bad that 80% of humanity is getting destroyed? Is that what you want to envision? Choose to envision maybe a peaceful and harmonious relationship with other galactic beings that come to Earth and exchange their wisdom and exchange their light. Where you can coexist together in a universe that holds so much more than just Earth. Can you envision a climate that is supportive, where humanity has found solutions to assist the North Pole and the South Pole to stabilize the weather? Can you envision a future where humanity works together as a team and not against each other? What is it that you choose to envision every moment of your life? What is it that you choose to give energy to focus on? And that also is something to think about in your own life. Do you want to continue the belief system that you are all alone? That you're not provided for, that you're not being supported, that you cannot trust the people around you? Or are you ready to allow yourself to experience the joy of community, where you receive support, where you receive love. Can you envision yourself being in a place where life is not a struggle, but where you can live through changes that might even take place on a larger scale in a harmonious and peaceful way, where you can look at your shadow side and embrace it in gratitude with love instead of fighting and being at war with your own self? This is a time of vision, because it leads right to the service that you choose to offer to this world that you live in. Because you cannot be of service if you're not also clarifying, purifying your daily visions of your future. And we understand it is so easy for you to get pulled into visions that are not filled with love, that are filled with fear, that are filled with separation. When you watch the news, when you read certain newspapers or articles on your phone or wherever, yes, it is so easy to get pulled into believing that there might be another world war, that there might be a catastrophe, there might be an ending in some form or way. But trust in the innate divine light within you, in the power within you, and in your creative force to shift that. Maybe only for you, maybe not for your neighbor, but as you do it for you, others will notice. And your light and your love will shine out into the world like waves, creating an opportunity for others to awaken to. If they take that opportunity, that of course is their choice, but it is for you to choose at this time what kind of beacon of love and light you choose to be. So I'm now going to guide you into the Etheric Temple, where you're going to be meeting with the Karmic Board. Now, as I'm taking you, there will be a time that you're going to be able to think about one more time, to clarify within yourself the vision you choose to hold for yourself, the vision that you want to receive support from the Karmic Board to bring that into manifestation in your life. That's why I explained the importance of looking at your environment, and instead of seeing only the lack, only that what is missing, to focus on that, what you choose to see in it, what you want to see in it, what makes your heart soar if you have that experience. So I invite you to take a couple of deep breaths. If you haven't closed your eyes now, now is the time to truly close your eyes and to let your breathing slowly take you into your heart, into your inner self, into the vastness of your own inner divine light. Just use your out-breath to think deeper and deeper into your heart, into your inner self. And just for one moment, let's bring in the divine light from source. So the portal of the sun, all the way down into your crown, coming through your eighth chakra into your crown, opening up your crown like a beautiful lotus flower. Feeling that light coming down further along the Antahkarana, that inner column of light that is flowing through you at all times, connecting you with heaven and earth. Let that light open up your third eye, purify your thoughts, purify and release the thoughts that no longer serve you. Harmonizing your left and right brain side, harmonizing your pituitary and your pineal gland, harmonizing your nervous system, your nerves. You've been so busy. Your mind has been in many, many places. So let the purity of that golden white light now release all that mind chatter. Just breathe it out. Don't let your mind be with different people all over the place. Just bring it back to a state of emptiness, awareness, so that you can make choices accordingly. That pure golden white light is now filling up your throat chakra, opening up your throat chakra. No longer are you going to allow yourself to be stopped in the expression of the divine that you are. Free flowing expression is your path, whether it's expressing through words, through dance, through poetry, through singing, through music, whatever it is, just allow it to open up. It is within your own self the narrowest part, and it is a significant part that allows spirit to flow through you out into the world. And so no more holding back, no more hindering yourself from being all that you can be, the full expression of your divine self. And bring that light further down into your heart. And this light can reach all the little areas in your heart that you kept the doors closed and that still seem afraid to open up. Everything now is being blasted open because it's time. You're ready. Open your heart. Allow yourself to be vulnerable. Allow yourself to be truly seen for who you are. The beautiful, radiant light that you are. So use your in-breath and out-breath now and feel your heart chakra expanding. Feel your heart expanding. Feel all this heaviness to just be transformed and transmuted into love and light. Just feel it fall away. Beautiful. Just keep using your in-breath and out-breath. Let that light work on your heart. Let it work. Bring you back into the present moment. Don't let the wounds of the past define you. You've carried them long enough, don't you agree? Whether things happened to you that really hurt you in the past, we honor that. We respect that. But now's the time to no longer let it limit you. Just breathe it out. Put it in a little area and tell those parts, those wounds, that you will look at them every once in a while and you will send more healing to them every once in a while. But for right now, you are willing to expand your heart a little further. They've taught you great lessons, but you have learned those lessons. You don't need to repeat the stories of those wounds. That light now fill up your solar plexus, the sun center of yourself. Feel yourself opening up to the knowing that you have purpose. You play a role on earth. You are not just one among millions. You are unique. You are sacred. You are divine. And you make a difference. Feel your solar plexus opening up. all this protection, all this fear of not being good enough, it is being released. You are good enough. And you've given a lot of yourself in the last 12 months. Now let this light replenish you, fill you up again, nurture you again, so that you can feel ready for the beginning of this new year. Use your in-breaths and out-breaths to expand the area of your solar plexus, to release with every out-breath what no longer serves you. Bring the light now further down into your sacral chakra, the seat of your soul, an inch below your navel, the part of you where you can feel your passion. You can feel your joy. And now let that light stir up your passion, stir up your joy, stir up the power that is within you. Your passion is to bring change. You wouldn't be listening to me right now if it wasn't for your passion of bringing healing, bringing change, bringing a new consciousness to the world. That is who you are. Feel that passion. Feel the passion of being the pioneer, being the way shower, treading a path in the unknown, the adventurer that creates new openings for others to follow. That is who you are. A voice that must be heard. A voice of passion. A voice that can feel a joy that comes through if you allow your creative side to flow freely. And now bring the light down into your root chakra, into the part of you, down your legs, into your feet, anchoring it into the heart of Gaia and truly feeling that the foundation of yourself is not just you. It is Gaia supporting you, holding you, nurturing you, wanting you to succeed. So release the fear in your roots and allow your roots to be strong, to hold you. They're not creating a prison for you. That is a great misconception. Having your roots here on earth at this time is not limiting you. It is not imprisoning you. It actually allows you to reach further up into the higher realms. It gives you that steadfastness, that strength, that courage to reach beyond your limits. To reach beyond your limits. So feel that strength. Just like a tree uses its tree trunks and its roots, delve deep into the nurturing soil of the earth, you too can do that. Anchor yourself deep into the nurturing soil of the earth. And bring it, breathe it in. Let it fill you up, that nurturing essence of earth, of Gaia. Just like a beautiful walk in nature on a spring day or on a summer day, how much it nurtures you. Let the earth nurture you, fill you up. And now let's refocus, now that you feel the light flowing from heaven all the way into earth and back from earth all the way through up into the higher realms. You truly are the rod of power. You truly are alignment. Your body, soul, and spirit are in alignment. Your heart, soul, and divine I Am presence are in alignment. Call your divine I Am presence now to merge even more fully with you, to move into a place of absolute oneness with you, to feel its presence overlight you, surround you, port you. And together in alignment and in oneness, do you now focus on your inner self, on that light within you that is a doorway in itself, it is a portal in itself. Step on the path of light that is starting beyond this portal. So cross through the portal and step onto this path of light that is allowing you to move beyond your physical body into the etheric realm, into the realm that is taking you away from the earth, into the higher realms. Follow that path of light as it's taking you to an ancient etheric temple of the karmic board. It is an ancient temple of all times, but allow yourself to envision it all in your own unique way, because every one of you is going to experience this temple uniquely differently. And that's okay. That is okay. Don't ever let anyone limit you to how your experience unfolds. But as you enter the sacred place, you're walking along a pathway with torches on each side, torches of fire, the fire that allows you to change, the fire that burns away the old and brings in the new. And you can feel the presence of a group of highly evolved beings of love and light, highly compassionate, pure love. And as you find your way into the inner chamber of the sacred temple, awaiting you are 12 members of the karmic board. Now, the karmic board is much vaster than you realize. The members that are there for you are specifically there for you, to help you. Some of you will be very familiar with who you are in contact with now. For some of you, some of the members will be new, but necessarily so, because you are stepping on a new path. You are beginning a new timeline now in 2021. And so allow the newness to touch you and to open you up further. Now notice that 6 of the members are divine feminine masters and 6 of the members are divine masculine masters. There is a reason for that. And it is bringing the masculine and feminine back into balance for humanity as a whole and within you. Your creative, receptive side, together with that side that brings forth the power of change. Force versus form, spirit versus your human self. Everything now in 2021 seeks balance for change to take place. Change only takes place when there's balance. And so the idea is for you to find your own inner balance. If you're too much focused on the masculine side, where you have to make plans and you want to be in action all the time and move all the time, allow a little bit more of the feminine side to come in, that is willing to go into stillness so that the creative forces can flow, new ideas can come in, you can become receptive to giving birth to a new seed of consciousness, to a new seed of creation in your life. It is all about balance. One does not work without the other. And every single one of you will know instinctively where you are out of balance, where you need more help. So, that being said, there is a place for you where they are guiding you to sit down. To sit down and allow yourself a moment of inner reflection. Some of them will step forward and will help remove anything around you that is bringing you from a clearer vision of what it is that you choose to manifest in service to this world. And so allow yourself now to sit as you're also being given to hold an ancient crystal that is glowing from within. And what we want you to do is just focus on the light of the crystal that is in your hands now as you're sitting, and let it draw you deep into the vision of yourself, the vision of who you choose to be in service to this world. And for you to go into the depths of this, we are going to play a piece of music that is going to take you even deeper. And a part of you needs to surrender even further, needs to let go even further from your past to open up to a new beginning. So we are going to play the piece called Sweet Surrender for that purpose. Do this journey now. Let yourself be drawn into the crystal and now envision and make a choice as to how you see yourself in service. How do you envision yourself on earth in the days ahead? We'll do this now. So now each of the 12 members of the karmic board, one after another, will step forward to you as you hold the crystal. As you allow yourself to feel very strongly about the path you've chosen for yourself for 2021, each one of them is going to infuse a sacred gift into you. You might know what it is, or it might unfold in the days ahead. But this is to support you in your endeavor to be of greater service here on Earth. For some of you, it might appear that certain sacred symbols are infused into your energy field, and it might be exactly that. For some of you, it might be certain new belief systems that are being enforced within your mind to strengthen them so that other belief systems that no longer serve you are weakened enough so that they can fall on the wayside. Allow yourself now to receive these 12 gifts for you, one after another. Just use your in-breath and out-breath to take it in, to breathe in each of the gifts as they are being given to you, to support you, to balance you, to strengthen you, to nurture you, and to make it easier for you to release what no longer serves you, to release the past, and to allow one experience after another to open up moment to moment. And stepping forward now, as the final one for all of you, as three divine goddesses. The divine goddess Isis, representing the divine empowerment of your creative force, of your ability to bring heaven to earth. And she's infusing another aspect of the sacred blue flame into you to strengthen you, to surrender to your divine I'm presence, to have trust and faith at all times. Goddess Isis is stepping back. Divine Goddess Kuan Yin is stepping forward, representing illumination, touching you on your third eye, infusing you with a light that allows you to look beyond the darkness and always witness divinity within everything. Kuan Yin will support you to see beyond limitations and to step into a more liberated expression of yourself. Now that she has infused you with that divine light, she is stepping back, and the third goddess is Mother Mary herself, as she is infusing into you the sacred third flame of love into your heart, so that that love can help you merge any opposing forces within you and around you. So the power of love, that love can permeate all aspects of your life, allowing you to forgive when forgiveness is needed, allowing you to release judgment as it no longer serves you, allowing you to be gentle and kind, not only with others, but especially with yourself. You are now holding within your heart, mind, and also in your sacral chakra the triple power of the threefold flame of the feminine Christ consciousness guide you in the days ahead. Let it now be the force that is sealing within you your commitment that you are now voicing to be of service here on earth. Feel the fire of power and illumination and love fully engulfing you, sealing your commitments into your auric field, allowing you to come the flame of truth, of empowerment, and of love yourself. You're now going to recognize and see a higher truth in everything that is happening around you. And it is necessary as you hold this higher perspective, this higher truth, you help it being anchored on earth. It is not about forcing this truth in anyone or everyone you come in contact with. It is truly about you upholding this higher vision until everyone is ready to catch up to it. Now that you are truly playing an important role here on earth at this time, don't ever take your life lightly or think that it is only one moment in the vastness of time. It is, and yet it is a significant moment in the vastness of time. You're now being guided back onto that path of light that is returning you to your physical self. But now that this time with the comic board is not over, they are going to work in the next 7 days with you and through you to allow you to focus even further on your commitment, to sit in meditation and to refine your choices, refine your vision, refine yourself so that you can make a so-called divine vision board. However you want to do it, it can be just by you writing it down or by you using pictures that you're cutting out, that you're putting on a board, but something to remind you, something to help you refocus for the days ahead. Because yes, 2021 will hold a certain intensity, but it's nothing for you to be afraid of, because you're taken care of, you're going to be provided for, you're going to hold the vibration of love, peace, and light. And everybody else might be terrified of the unknown. You will have trust and faith that the unknown will provide exactly what is needed for all, for the highest good. Now, find yourself stepping out of the Assyric temple back onto this path of light that is taking you all the way back to your physical self, all the way back to your body. And just let yourself settle within your physical self as you return to your body. And feel that you've taken with you that beautiful crystal. You never let it go. It is part of you. It is going to help you see the world anew, see the world in a different way. Yes, it is etheric in nature, so there is not a physical crystal, and yet it is also part of you. Sometimes you will feel it on your lap. Sometimes you will feel it in one of your chakras. Sometimes you will feel it in your heart. But it is part of you. It is part of what will support you in 2021. Also feel the gifts you received integrating into every cell of your body. Feel your connection of your feet to the earth. Feel your hands. Feel your heart being wide open, ready to allow that higher vibration of love, light, and divine empowerment to flow through you out into the world. Take another few deep breaths. Now that I, Saint Germain, am with you always, especially in these next 12 months, this is a very sacred time for everyone on Earth. A time of revelations, a time of releasing, a time of stepping more fully into your divine self. Now that I'm deeply grateful for your willingness to be here on Earth at this time and your willingness to walk us, you're not alone. We are with you. We are working with you and through you to guide you along the way. Don't be afraid. You are so ready for this. Blessings to all of you. I am Saint Germain, and it is done. Namaste.
Well, what a great show, Brigitte. Are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Yeah, it felt very, very deep and very beautiful. And I'm so grateful for all of you who are connecting with us like this, because you can then bring that light that you're receiving out into the world. I think it's important that you know that we, Mike and I, will be here to support you as well through all of this. We are going to offer also in 2021 a few radio shows that are specifically for supporting you, where you can call in with questions, and Saint Germain will also answer these questions. I know we've done a lot less of them, but we will every so often now offer them as well. Just stay, look out for the ones that are titled simply the Saint Germain support event. That's when he will offer a small meditation, and then he will open up to question and answer specifically to whoever wants to call in. But yeah, and Mike, again, thank you for your beautiful music. It's just adds so much to all of this. So thank you very much for that too.
Thank you. It was just a wonderful show. There's other ways that we're starting to branch out to offer things too. We have a Lightbridge 101 YouTube channel. We're starting to put some things on there. There's a pretty good video on there right now that you can check out. That's a pretty nice meditation for 11:11. There's also things on Brigitte's webpage. We have a new section called Messages on her webpage. It has a couple videos where she had wisdom from Saint Germain. One where another video where there's an interview of Brigitte and how she got into this work. So there's other things that we try to put out there. And as she mentioned earlier, we also have a catalog of some radio shows we did a couple years ago that have all sorts of different topics. And there's a link on my website, and I believe on hers also for that too. So we have a lot of different resources we try to put out there.
Yeah, and if anything, contact us. on the I think all our contact information is shown on that link that we sent out with the radio show. And we are here for you, and we are so grateful that you're also there for us. Together we can get through whatever is happening on Earth right now. It's a huge awakening, huge transformation, and we just need to keep on going, right?
Yep, that's all we can do. Just take it one day at a time.
Yes, exactly. So thank you for listening. Thank you for being part of our soul family. We wish you a very happy new year, and we hope that this radio show sets the tone for you for a great year to come. Blessings to all of you.
Good night, everyone.
Peace out. Take care. Bye.